For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. AT&T is sponsoring a gift to help launch a speaker series at Western Kentucky University. The speaker series will be an endowed program created to connect motivated students at the Gatton Academy of Mathematics and Science with educators, policymakers, industry leaders, and successful entrepreneurs. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
It's called the AT&T Innovation and Leadership Speaker Series. The intent is to inspire current students to achieve and to raise awareness of the opportunities that are created by the Academy. AT&T is giving $20,000 to endow the series, which will allow for a long-term plan to bring outstanding leaders to campus twice each year. Julia Roberts is the Executive Director of the Center for Gifted Studies and the Carol Martin Gatton Academy of Mathematics and Science.
When you have young people who have so much to think about, so much promise, when they can meet and engage in a conversation with people who have done outstanding things in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, it is very motivating and very encouraging.
High school juniors and seniors who attend WKU's Carol Martin Academy of Mathematics and Science take college classes in science and math and many other subjects. When they finish high school, they graduate with over 60 hours of college credit. The newly announced speakers program will focus on the value of innovation to the present economy and to the future. Dave Weller of AT&T says the speaker series is the type of program his company wants to support.
This is the second time we've come back. We helped support Gatton when it got underway. We're now coming back to begin this innovation and leadership program. And the idea is to help young people connect with their potential. It's not good enough to be smart. It's not good enough to be fast in this world. You've got to understand where to take it. Connect with your potential, connect with the opportunities, and that's what we hope to inspire these young people to do, because we think it might be a catalyst to make that happen.
Tim Gott is the director of the Gatton Academy. He says it should be pointed out that students, in addition to those involved in the Gatton Academy and people in the general public, will benefit from the speakers program.
Every time we bring in a speaker, we want to open it up to the community as well. Like, for instance, Neil deGrasse Tyson came a few years ago, was something that we tried to initiate, but we partnered with local folks as well and with the university and the cultural enhancement program. And by doing that, we were able not only to enrich our students, but many of the high school and elementary students in the area, and then particularly the campus as a whole.
Gott believes there will be some outstanding speakers coming to the campus community as a result of the program.
The goal for me will be to look for leaders in areas that most people don't know about, things like nanotechnology. What is that and how can we get involved in it? What's happening in terms of media development? We're in a world where 5 minutes ago is old. And so what the people who are on the cutting edge of that, what's their world like and how can our students prepare for those kind of careers?
Tim Gott. Once again, Dr. Julia Roberts.
I think we cannot have too many opportunities to bring in people with expertise. One of the things that I want us to do is bring in Nobel Prize winners who have a connection to Kentucky. I think we've got to trumpet the fact that there are people from our state who have done wonderful things, and we need to learn from them and then move on beyond them.
Dr. Julia Roberts, the Executive Director of the Center for Gifted Studies and the Carol Martin Gatton Academy for Mathematics and Science at WKU. The anticipated outcome of the speaker series is for Gatton Academy students to develop a greater appreciation for innovation and leadership that enhances their academic experience. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.